This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Just 2 weeks after the first, another earthquake has struck the border region of Turkey and Syria Monday. The vice president of Turkey says at least 8 people have been injured. The mayor of Hatay province reports people stuck under the rubble after the quake. Monday's 6.3 magnitude quake was centered near the southern Turkish city of Antakya and was felt in Syria, Egypt, and Lebanon. The quake hit hours after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken promised a further $100 million in aid during a visit to Turkey. Before this struck, the bodies of Syrians killed in Turkey's earthquake were being returned home for burial, overwhelming local cemeteries. Millions of Syrians fled to Turkey to seek refuge from the civil war. VOA's Dorian Jones reports.
At the Syrian rebel-controlled Bab al-Hawa border crossing with Turkey, the bodies of those killed in the deadly earthquakes return home. For their loved ones, it's a painful wait. Khalid Halal Assad Rostam's brother, Mohammed, died while visiting his daughter, who was being treated in a Turkish hospital. Millions of Syrians have found refuge from the civil war just across the border in Turkey. Many in cities hit hard by the quakes. Officials in Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province are themselves dealing with the quake's impact, while also helping to facilitate the return of bodies from Turkey. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
In an unprecedented visit to a war zone, U.S. President Joe Biden made a surprise visit to Kyiv Monday, nearly 1 year after Russia invaded the country. He was welcomed by his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. The two walked to lay a wreath while air sirens blared behind them. This is VOA News. Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, on Monday visited the region where landslides and flooding killed at least 36 people along the coast of Brazil's southern state of Sao Paulo following a huge weekend downpour. It caused some annual carnival festivals to be canceled. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Residents clamber over the debris of a damaged house partially covered by a landslide in the town of São Sebastião in Sao Paulo State. Sebastião and Bertioga, two of the hardest hit places, have cancelled their carnival festivities on the event's main day as rescue teams struggle to find missing, injured and the feared dead in the rubble. São Sebastião Mayor Felipe Augusto says teams are not managing to get to several locations. It's a chaotic situation. Augusto posted on social media several videos of widespread destruction, including one of a baby being rescued by locals lined up on a flooded street. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mauritius grounded flights and shut its stock exchange Monday as tropical cyclone Freddy approached the island. The storm, packing winds of up to 75 miles per hour, poses a direct threat to Mauritius, the island nation's weather service has said. Authorities on the island of Madagascar, around 700 miles west of Mauritius, said they were expecting a direct hit by late Tuesday. Emergency teams there are braced for heavy rains, floods, and landslides in 4 regions. Thousands took to the streets across Israel on Monday to protest against a government's judicial reform as Parliament was set to hold a first reading of the bills promoted by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist government. In Tel Aviv, parents and children marched through the streets of the city, waving Israeli flags and chanting democracy, while blocking roads in Israel's financial and cultural hub. Netanyahu looked likely to win eventual ratification for the two bills. Polls have found that most Israelis want the reform slowed to allow for dialogue with its critics or shelved altogether. The Biden administration has averted a potential diplomatic crisis over Israeli settlements at the United Nations. The issue had threatened to overshadow Western efforts for the UN to spotlight Russia's war with Ukraine during the one-year anniversary. Multiple diplomats familiar with the situation say the U.S. has successfully managed to forestall a contentious UN Security Council resolution pushed by the Palestinians and their supporters. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.